1, 2, 3. Yeah? Records were set. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 12th day of July. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other news, Richard Branson goes into space, and then what? Meanwhile, the other billionaire was in court. Who and why? We'll tell you. Get ready to shell out more for ESPN+. White farmers versus black farmers. Yeah, it's a story. The chip crunch is still with us, but there is a but. Warren Buffett abandons a natural gas pipeline deal, and why? We've got the Wall Street Report, and sadly, COVID-19 cases are surging once again in the United States. For the interview, we'll visit with the president, CEO of Taro International, about mistakes. Everybody makes them, but what you do after realizing it makes all the difference in the world. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yes, you can follow us on Twitter all the time at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it was a 1-2-3 punch today on Wall Street as the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all hit new record highs ahead of earnings reports that start this week. The confidence in the markets seems to continue, and I will share those numbers with you in just a bit. Richard Branson of Virgin Galactic shot off into space this past weekend and then came back to Earth, all safe and sound. Pretty fancy move. But when the company declared in a filing statement it wanted to offload some of its stock, oops. CNBC is reporting the stock value sank by over 17% today. The stock closed at $40.69 a share after rising as much as 7% in pre-market trading. The stock is up more than 80% so far this year in anticipation of this progress toward commercial service of, yeah, Virgin Galactica. While one billionaire was rocketing into space, another was getting ready for a court appearance. CNBC is reporting that Tesla CEO Elon Musk defended his role in the company's $2.6 billion acquisition of SolarCity, arguing there was no controlling pressure on the deal. Shareholders in the suit allege the 2016 deal amounted to a SolarCity bailout, suing Musk and his fellow board members. While the Tesla board members settled in late 2020 for $60 million, Musk opted to take the fight to court. Musk's testimony kicked off what's expected to be a 2-week trial in Wilmington, Delaware, in front of Vice Chancellor Joseph Sleitz in the Delaware Chancellery Court. He spent about an hour being questioned by his own attorney before cross-examination began. The plaintiff's attorney told Musk it would be a long day and questioning could spill into Tuesday. If Musk does lose, he could have to pay upward to $2 billion. Now, the big picture question of the trial we'll address is whether Musk acted in the best interest of Tesla's shareholders or whether he was making his urging decisions that would primarily benefit himself, his family, and other companies he was involved in, SolarCity, and yes, SpaceX. Remember when we said last week the cost of nearly everything is going up? Well, add ESPN Plus to the list. Reuters is reporting the Walt Disney Company will raise its monthly and annual subscription fees. Monthly goes up by a buck to $6.99, while the annual plan will cost $10 more at $69.99. ESPN Plus has about 14 million subscribers. The fees for getting a bundle of all of Disney's streaming services, including Hulu and Disney Plus, will remain unchanged, and there are no changes to its UFC pay-per-view prices. Well, there's news out of the agricultural front that is both disturbing and perhaps predictable. Business Insider is reporting that what was to be an historic move by the USDA to redress racism and black farmers turned ugly as white farmers filed a lawsuit to stop the action. The U.S. Department of Agriculture planned to begin issuing $4 billion in debt relief to minority farmers around the country. The move follows a long and ugly record of discrimination, including by the USDA itself. A group of white farmers has sued the USDA over the relief program, which was passed as part of the American Rescue Plan back in March. The white farmers now claim that they are victims of reverse discrimination. On June 10th, a U.S. District Court issued a temporary restraining order on the USDA's plan while it decides if the agency's program discriminates against white farmers. A judge in Florida also ruled against the program on June 24th, throwing the future of the aid further into doubt. Meanwhile, three of the country's biggest banking trade groups are fighting to stop the debt relief. In a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, they issued a barely veiled threat to withhold credit from farmers of color if the USDA moves ahead with the initiative. In the banking group's letter to Vilsack, they warned that should debt relief move forward as planned, the likely result will be less access to credit for those seeking USDA-guaranteed loans in the future, including socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. Two words, stay tuned. You know, we've shared the semiconductor chip story in the past, but there is new news out there. MarketWatch is reporting that while supply shortages for the chip industry are still expected to last into next year, but shifts in the past 3 months indicate subtle but significant changes in the auto and PC end markets. Automakers, one of the hardest hit industries by COVID-19 pandemic chip shortages, gained some ground as chip fabricators starting reserving more of their capacity to make crucial components for the modern automobile. On the other end, PC and laptops, which saw a significant and unexpected surge in sales because of the pandemic, are starting to show signs of a peak. Now, the tricky part is trying to figure out how much of the demand is going to satisfy orders of equipment and how much of it is being squirreled away, like last year's toilet paper, because of the current shortage situation. And there's some history to that stockpiling story. Back in 2018, when semiconductor prices were soaring and customers were double and triple ordering chips for later in order to lock in relatively lower prices, chip makers were reporting record results. But that fell apart when demand suddenly fell off a cliff because customers had such large chip inventories there was little reason to buy any more. That, in turn, left chip makers with huge inventories they couldn't sell, leading to an industry-wide chip glut that took several quarters to work through. Chips, people, we're talking chips. Well, it looks like it's a no-go for Warren Buffett's company and a natural gas pipeline. Why? Now, the fear it will not be approved by regulators. The Associated Press is reporting that Berkshire Hathaway will receive a $1.3 billion refund on the proposed purchase of Questar Pipelines that was also supposed to include $430 million worth of Dominion's debt when it was announced just a year ago. The Richmond, Virginia-based energy company said it still plans to sell Questar and will work to find another buyer by the end of the year. Dominion also said the decision will not affect its financial outlook. The Omaha, Nebraska-based Berkshire conglomerate owns more than 90 companies, including several major utilities, BNSF Railroad, large insurance companies including GEICO, and an assortment of retail and manufacturing companies. Berkshire also holds sizable stock investments in Apple, Bank of America, Coca-Cola, and many others. While Wall Street had a day today, that could all change tomorrow when investors see the latest news about inflation. The New York Fed's survey of consumer expectations for June showed that median inflation expectations over the next 12 months jumped to 4.8%. That is the highest in series history for data that goes back to 2013. But today, the markets enjoyed a good ride. The Dow closed up by 126 points to end the trade at 34,996. The NASDAQ grew by 31 points to close at 14,733. And the S&P 500 rose by 15 points to finish the day at 4,384. All three indexes hit new record highs. Gains among shares of large U.S. companies were broad-based, with financials leading the day before the big banks start reporting their quarterly earnings. Meanwhile, consumer staples and energy groups slipped on the day's trade. And finally, there is this. We are not out of the woods, not by a long shot. U.S. health officials logged the largest weekly rise in COVID-19 cases on Sunday since April of last year, as fears grow around the potency of the Delta variant in less vaccinated areas of the nation. Health officials reported 136,351 cases last week. That's a 47% spike, with 1,629 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. Daily vaccination numbers continue to plummet, with the U.S. recording an average of 506,000 vaccinations per day. That's according to Bloomberg. Some 4 million shots were being administered daily back in April. It's not over, not by a long shot. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, a conversation about making mistakes and what you should do once you realize you've made a mistake, and what happens if you don't take action as soon as possible. The impact on you, your personal brand, your business, and your leadership ability are all at stake. Roe Crosby from Tarot International is just a click away.